సో కృష్ణ ది సుప్రీం అథారిటీ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఈ స్పీకింగ్ ది ప్రాసెస్ ఆఫ్ అక్వైరింగ్ నాలెడ్జ్ జ్ఞానం సో ది ఫస్ట్ బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ హ్యూమిలిటీ శ్రీ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు హ్యాస్ టాట్ తినాదుపి సునీచేన తరోరపి సహిష్ణున అమానిన మానదేన కీర్తనీయ సదాహరి ఎనీవన్ దిస్ హంబుల్నెస్ అండ్ హ్యూమిలిటీ ఈజ్ టాట్ ఎవ్రీవేర్ విదౌట్ బీయింగ్ జెంటల్ హంబుల్ హౌ వన్ క్యాన్ బి a man of knowledge. But at the present moment, the humility is forgotten. Everyone is proud, unnecessarily. Although he is nothing, he is proud. So much so that sometimes a rascal says that I am God. This is the modern situation. He's so puffed up, so proud, that one claims to become God. What to speak of other things? No. The first thing is that one must be very humble. This is the process of Vedic civilization. Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani. One has to become Brahmana. Brahmana means Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. He must be learned and humble. That is Brahman. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahmani Gavihati. That is the first class life. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna Brahmana. Why Brahmana is honored? In the society, because Brahmana means Vidya Vinaya Sampanna and very humble. Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. Vidya means Vidya Dadati Namrata. Vidyan means he must be very gentle, Namra. That is Vidya. Education does not mean unnecessarily to become proud. Just like we hear that even a great scientist, Sir Isaac Newton, he used to say that what knowledge I have got, I have simply collected a few grains sand from the big beach. Yes, that is humble. So Krishna says that in the process of acquiring knowledge, one must be very humble and meek. This is the first qualification. This is satogo. But those who are situated in the rajogun and tamogun, they cannot become humble. That is not possible. Passion and ignorance. So one has to, knowledge means one has to come to the platform of goodness, satogun, the brahminical qualification. Sama dama titikha arjavam, jnanam vijnanam astikam brahma karma svabhavajam. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita, the qualification. These are the qualification of brahmana. These are the qualification of kshatriya. These are the qualification of Vaishyas. These are the qualification of Shudras. Shudras, one qualification. What is that? Paricharyatmakam Shudrakarma Svabhavajam. A Shudra means he'll be satisfied if he gets one good master, that's all. No other qualification. So at the present moment, a person may be a great technologist, highly educated, but he does not get, if he does not get a good master, good employer, he is nothing. He has no value. But he has no independence. He has to accept some service. But a Brahmana will never accept anyone's service. No. It is stated that in the Shastras that if there is bad time for a Brahmana, he may accept the profession of a Kshatriya or even up to Vaishya, but never the profession of a Shudra, which is dog's business. These are the statements in the Shastra. So, this platform of knowledge, Vidya Vinaya Sampanni, Brahman. One has to become Brahman. Then one becomes humble, meek, and other qualification follows. The material conception of life makes us very eager to receive honor from others. That is material education. Rajastama. What are the symptoms of different modes of material nature? Satogun, Rajogun, Tamogun. Satogun, goodness. One is satisfied and eager to advance in spiritual knowledge. That is Satogun. Brahmana school. Satya, Sama, Dhamma, Titikha. Titikha, one has to learn Titikha. Just like here, even they are foreigners, how much tribulation they have to suffer on account of this temple. These foreigners, they have come here to become devotee, and the authorities are prepared to demolish their temple. So one has to tolerate. What can be done? Even Prahlad Maharaj, he was the son of Hiranyakashipu. The relationship was father and son. But because the son was a devotee, the father was prepared to kill him. This is the system. All over the world, Jesus Christ, because he was preaching God consciousness, he was crucified. Although Jesus Christ preached, thou shalt not kill, unfortunately he was preaching in such a society that he was killed. So these things are there always. The demons, they are always after the devotees, how to harass him, how to give him trouble. Therefore, one has to learn humility, otherwise one cannot make progress in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised, Tinadupi sunichena, tarorupi sahishnuna, omanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. If you want to make progress in the matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord, then you have to learn also toleration. So many people will criticize. So many people will be prepared to unnecessarily put hindrances in your path. So one has to learn, if one is serious to make progress in knowledge. Actual knowledge is to understand God. That is actual knowledge. Therefore, it is called Vedanta. Vedanta. Veda means knowledge. And Anta means the ultimate. The ultimate knowledge is to know Krishna. Veda is to sarvai ahameva vedyam. Everyone, there is a class of men, they say that we only believe in the Vedas. What do you believe? Do you know Krishna? No, sir. Oh, you know, we accept Krishna as a big man, that's all, not as God. That means he does not understand what is Krishna. So what is the use of Vedanta? There are so-called Vedantists. They avoid Krishna. They write comments on Bhagavad Gita, avoid Krishna. This is going on. But actual knowledge means to come to the point of knowledge, one has to acquire these qualifications. But if one at once takes to Krishna consciousness, as it is stated, Mancha Vyabhichari. What is that? Maicha Ananna Yogena Bhakti of Vyabhicharini. Bhakti of Vyabhicharini. Vyabhicharini means mixed with other things. There are karma, jnana, yoga and bhakti. So, everything must be with bhakti, otherwise there is no success. Even if you are a karmi, you must add bhakti, then you will be successful. Jat karosi, jat juhosi, jat asnasi, kurushasar madarpanam. This is bhakti yoga, or karma yoga. You may be a businessman, you may be an engineer, you may be whatever you may, it doesn't matter. But bhakti must be added there. Then you are successful. If you are devoid of bhakti, then it is useless, waste of time. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Shastra says, Atappung vidija sreshta. This was spoken by Sutta Goswami in the assembly of great Brahmins and saintly persons who were meeting big congress for 1,000 years. Now we hold meeting for 8 days or say at most 15 days, not more than that. But formerly they used to hold meeting, spiritual meeting, for 1,000 years. Naimisharana. That Naimisharana is still existing near Lucknow. Most of you may know. So there was a meeting to be continued for 1,000 years. And in that meeting, Sutta Goswami was presiding. And he said, he addressed all the Brahmins, and because spiritual meetings were great, were generally attended by highly educated Brahmins and saintly persons. Some of the Kshatriyas also. The Vaishyas and Shudras, they are not interested. So, therefore, Sutta Goswami specially addressed the learned Brahmins. Atappung vi dija sreshta. Oh, the best of the Brahmins who are present here. Atappung vi dija sreshta varnasrama vibhagas. The society was in those days varna and ashrama. Varna means the four divisions of the society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Chaturvarnamaya system, gunakarma, vibhagas. Similarly, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyasi. This is Vedic culture. Varnasrama vibhagas. So, Sutta Goswami said that everyone has got his particular duty. Varnanasrama. Atapungvi dijasastha varnasrama vibhagasa sanusthitasya dharmasya. Everyone has got duty. But saṃsiddhi haritosana. Nobody is concerned whether I am doing something, I am engaged in certain occupation, whether I am getting perfection. Because human life is made for attaining perfection. And what is that perfection? That also do not know. The perfection is to get out of this repetition of birth, death, old age and disease. That is perfection. Nobody is serious. They are dying like cats and dogs. Never mind. Nobody thinks that my perfection of life, the cats and dogs are dying, or I will also die. Then why shall I die like cats and dogs? I must know why death is there. I do not want death. Why death is? That is humanity. Who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. And actually, in modern science, they are trying to combat all the material obstacles. But here is the main obstacle, that nobody wants to die, but there is death. So where is the scientific solution of death? Who can say? Where is the scientist who can say? No more there will be death. No more there will be disease. No more there will be old age. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi, that is stated here. This is knowledge. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. Everyone is trying his best to mitigate distress condition of life. Atyantik dukkha nibbitti. Everyone is trying. I am in miserable condition. If I get so much money, my miserable condition will be mitigated. So everyone is after money. But that mitigation is temporary. Suppose if you get some money, you get a nice apartment, a nice bank balance, does it mean that you have ended your main problems of life? Janma mrityu, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. So they are not, they have become so foolish, so degraded, that they do not know what is the meaning of life, what is the problem of life, how to make solution of the problem. Nobody is interested. Simply cats and dogs, that's all. As the cat and dog is working very hard, simply for eating, sleeping and mating, that's all. The human life is not meant for that purpose. This is a defect of modern civilization. Nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloki kastāṁ kāmāṁ arhati bīrbhujāṁ ji. Bīrbhujāṁ. The hog who eats too, he is also struggling for the same thing. What is that? Eating, sleeping, mating and defending, that's all. So is that human life is also simply meant for this purpose? No. Human life is meant for tapodibbam. Jena suddheta satya. You have to purify your existence. What is my existence is now impure. In the Bhagavad Gita we learn, na jayate na amriyate. The living entity, the soul, never takes birth, never dies, but I am subject to birth and death. So this problem doesn't come. They are simply making adjustment, a temporary problem. That is not human civilization. Vedic civilization means to solve the major problems of life. That is Vedic civilization. Janma mrityu jarabhyadi dukkha dosanu darsana. They don't care for these troubles. Formerly people were very happy, so far material conditions were concerned. They had no complaint. Everyone is happy, everyone is getting ample food. And why they shall not get? If the birds, bees, they are getting their ample food, even after that, there is no complaint amongst the birds and beasts, unless one is in the human society. Otherwise, in the jungle, there are major portion of the animals and birds, they have no complaint. They do not come in the city that we have this complaint. They are happy. They are getting ample food. Life is very happy. The they have got their eating, they have got their sleeping, they have got their mates for sex life, and they know how to defend. Everything is there, there is no problem. The only in the human society, they have created problems because they have no knowledge. The so-called knowledge is useless unless you cannot solve the problem. What is the meaning of this knowledge? Therefore Krishna says, knowledge means one must know, this is my real acute, a miserable condition of life. Janma mittu jarabhyadhi dukkha dushanu darsana. This is knowledge. So, to begin with knowledge, Krishna recommends amanittam, humility. Because the real disease of material life is that he is not humble, he is always proud. Little possession. Salpo jalamatrena safari farparayat. Just like the big fish in the ocean, they are deep within the water. And if you find out a small lake, a little water, you'll find a small fish farfar them doing. So there is no depth of knowledge. Simply that perplexed. Therefore, this education should be given, how to become humble. Shishyasteham sadhimam prapannam tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya. Pariprasnena sivaya. One has to learn by service, by pranipat. Pranipat means surrender. There is no surrender. Nobody is prepared to surrender. Why shall I surrender? I know everything. Puffed up unnecessarily. Therefore Krishna says, the material disease is that rajastamo bhava. Tada rajastamo bhava kama lobha dayastaj. Rajastamo bhava means rajagun, calm and low. Ignorance. Then everyone is thinking, if I become greedy, I shall get more. That is not possible. You cannot get a farthing more than you what you are destined. But it is ignorance. He is thinking, by simply struggling hard, I'll get more. The Shastra says, no, don't do it that. So far your material condition is concerned, it is already destined with your body. You have got a certain type of body, and according to that body, you will get certain amount of pleasure and pains that is already destined. This is called adrishta or daiva. Your main business is, if you want to make success your life, then save time for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is proper utilization of life. That is, that does not depend on destiny. That you can do. That you can do. So for other things, therefore Shastra says, tasyaiva heta prajateta kovida nalabhate jad bhramatam uparajada. You have trouble, sometimes up, sometimes down. Up means upper planetary system, down means lower planetary system. Urdhanga chanti sattvasva. If you develop satagon, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system. Madhye tishtanti rajasa. If you remain in the passion modes of nature, then you may remain within this world or few others. And jaghanna guna vrittistha adhoga chanti tamasa. If you habituate jaghanna guna vritti, just like nowadays, people are being taught, drink wine, eat meat, and do whatever you like. Jaghanna guna vrittistha. So they will go down, animal life. So they have no knowledge. And the leaders, andha jathandhai rupaniyamana. The leaders are blind, and they are leading other blind men. So it is a very dangerous civilization. in spite of being born in India, in spite of having the privilege of studying Bhagavad Gita, they are not taking advantage of it. And they are being misled like cats and dogs. Very degradable condition. So the Krishna consciousness movement is the only challenge to this devilish life of the human society. So I request everyone to study this philosophy very carefully and take advantage of it. Thank you very much.